This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado students are getting a little better at math. That's according to preliminary results showing improved math scores on standardized tests. How are they doing at reading? The results for that are mixed. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Math scores saw year-over-year gains in most grades, with nearly 40% of 4th and 8th graders on grade level. In reading, 4th and 5th graders showed improvement, but middle school scores dipped across the board. Meantime, PSAT scores for 9th and 10th graders improved in both math and literacy. Full district data will be released this August. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
At Denver International Airport, a leadership change is coming after its CEO, Phil Washington, announced he'll retire later this summer. Denverite's Paolo Chalcita reports.
DIA has boomed under Washington. The airport has grown, with a record high 82.4 million passengers traveling through DIA in 2025. He has overseen the expansion of most of DIA's concourses, building new gates, concession space, restrooms, and outdoor decks. And after years of delay, the Great Hall project is expected to be finished in 2027. Washington said the retirement has been long planned. Denver's government must now name his successor. I'm Paolo Chalcita, Denverite.
An independent monitor is recommending the city of Aurora examine its entire behavioral health crisis system to prevent incidents where people in a mental health crisis are killed by responders. It comes after three shootings in the last 14 months in which an Aurora police officer killed a person in crisis. The recommendation was made in a special report through the police department's 2022 consent decree with the state attorney general. This is CPR News.